made two dots about 12 lines to the bottom, 12 lines to the bottom. Amolei Tarek Breka, Vakamish Yuroi, Nun Amit Beis, about 12 lines to the bottom, two dots. Amolei Tarek Breka, Vakamish Yuroi, how much is a ladle of Rekav? Kliski Amit Moli Pisa Sayat, the palm of the hand. Rabbi Yechon Amit Moli Chosnov, which is the whole hand. The whole hand from tip of the finger to the rest. Which we understand now is from when the fingers connect to the palm and to the end of the fingers, going towards the end of the fingers, not towards the wrist, but from the connection to the end of the fingers. He said the palm, and nobody says the palm. Tomorrow, Amri, Molly, Pisa, Sayyad, Molly, Kishmi, and Zvaisu, Lamai, Lachat, Shiruhu. It's one shear. The shear of palm and the fingers are exactly the same. So it's what, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Amalei, Rapsimi, Bahadu, Rapapa, Mimai, Dai, Mikishra, Zvaisu, Lamai, Lerush. Whoever said to translate that it means from the connection of the fingers to the end of the fingers, Dumba, Lamatabi, today. Maybe Lamai means towards the wrist. The Adelaide Molly Pisa Sayyad, which means the palm. So the question would never start it. And Teiku, whether it belongs here or not, is not so simple, because it's not like we have a Shiloh, really, just how to translate the words. Usually you don't say Teiku, the Gaon takes it out. The Gaon takes it out, Tysus takes it out, the Rush doesn't have it either. Zakta Gamar Vaita, Tana Rabbanan Eiz and Meish Yeshli Rekav. Who is a Meish that has Rekav? Meish Nigvar Arum, totally undressed, Baharan Shashayish. In a casket made out of marble, Egabe Ritzpach Lavanim, or a straight floor of rocks, meaning there is no mixture of any other dirt into it from anywhere else. That may she actually rekav. Nikri Biksusai of Aaron Shalit, Biksusai of Aaron Shalit, either his clothing or in a wooden iron which decomposes, Egabe Ritzpach Lavanim, which decomposes, that may she actually rekav, because it has rekav from somewhere else. It has to come from all three. Only Basar by itself. Because if not, it would have said, Rekav Abom and Abasar and Atzim Tar. And Babak of the Lekav Basar. And Mahaki, Rekav Abom and Abasar Tar, Achiet Etzim Abasar. You also need Etzim. I, Aleka Gidden, right? If there would be, if you need all three, it should say if you have two, it's Tar, not if you have one. The Gemara, you have Shalom Basar on Tzomus, well, Gittin is an automatic. If you have Basar on Tzomus, you automatically have Gittin. Dr. Gemara, by Amr Abshul, Barab, and Rabbi Yechelin. Shnei Mesim, Shekarim, Zem, Zed, two Mesim that are buried with each other. Nasig, Algalim, Zed, Lezed, they become a cancel, they cancel each other, which means nobody's record works. Basar, Rav Nassim, Barab, Ashiya. Rekav, Abami, Base, Mesim, Tamei. So it says clearly that they don't cancel each other. That's when they were buried separately. Then the mixture of the two is matame. But if they were buried together, they never got the tumah because they canceled each other out. And these are halachos l'maaseh mesinais, not that I can logically explain the difference. Again, I honestly believe that every halacha l'maaseh mesinai has logic, but not necessarily logic that I can understand. If you cut up the hair and buried it with the mace, it cancels the rekav. It's not awesome. Besides teeth, hair, and nails, however, when they're attached to the mace, they are all tameh. Is that considered Tamei or not Tamei? Now, it's not so simple what the Shaila is. Rush means two Pshatim. One Pshat is that the Shaila is at the Tamei. Nothing to do with Rekav. Stop. The overgrown nail, the overgrown hair, if somebody touches it, does he become Tamei from touching the mace? He didn't touch the mace, he touched the hair, which is ready to be cut off. That's the first Pshat. The second Pshat the Rush learns, is it the Shaila of Galgalim? Does it cancel the mace? So, the Rush doesn't like that Pshat because we bring a Mishnah in Aulus, right? If it was the Shaila of Galgalim, we wouldn't bring the Mishnah in Aulus. Dr. Gemara Vaita Benipshit Lehei. Mi Aminan, I'm sorry. Mi Aminan. Kol Haimid Ligzis Gazes Dami. And it's considered like not part of the maze. Ado Mahashta Mia Samachubarim. It is attached. Dr. Gemara Benipshit Lehei Rabba Bebechon. Time is in the Gazas. He says it's Galgalim because he cut it off. Holy Gazes Light. Right? And the assumption is that if it's part of the maze, it's not Galgalim. And if it's not part of the maze, then it is Galgalim. And he only says if you cut it off, it's Galgalim. And for the Gemara, no, no, Raya, he comes. Gazas, I tell Galgalim. And Loi Gazas, me Baile. He's sure if it's cut off, it's Galgalim. He's not sure about Loi Gazas, because that would depend, is it part of the maze or not part of the maze? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rekav Abom in the Ekev Mahu. What if it comes from the heel, which is dead flesh? Is that considered Rekav? Because it's dead flesh. Now, the way the Gemara explains the Shiloh, the Gemara is going to explain it in a second. The Tani Rav Nassim Rav Aishia, Rekab Abba Mishnei Meisim Tameh. Bisa Kedaita Chabam and Ekab Lai. Zil Hachadum Adarav Ekab Asi, Vidum Adarav Ekab Asi. How do you know he's Tameh, right? You make a Nazar, bring a carbon. Maybe it's part of it is Ekab. And part of his Ekab, then it's not Matame, it's not Rekab to be Matame to be Nazar, to be Megaleach. That the Gemara is the Ekev Kulim Meis because it's the Ekev Ochinami. You're right. The Ekev that comes from a whole Meis is Matame. Ochinami, the Ekev Chad Eber because it's the Ekev Ma'u. The rest of the Meis was not decomposed. Only the Ekev and one Eber next to it, which was caused by the Ekev. My, is there Rekev? Or since the rest of the Meis did not decompose, it's a riot that it's not really the Rekev. It's like Ekev only, and therefore, Teiku. We don't know. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Uber b'meisha v'gagalim oloi. Is it Uber in the womb of the mother considered a cancellation? It's not part of the mother. Even though my mar ibu yerachimai gufahu, it's part of her. Iduma b'le'avigagalim. Iduma kiven the sefer lot says since ultimately the Uber leaves mifresh baris mina and it's not considered the same entity and it cancels the rekav. Vimtim Tzalaymer Uber the sefer lot is mifresh baris mina. And if you're going to say that the Uber that leaves does separate, so Sheikh was there, Rabbi Ma'isha Mahu. What happens if a woman has semen in her womb? Is that cancer or not? It's part of her because it didn't create a new plot. I don't believe in the Mahomakon. See, it is a foreign object. Like, by Rabbi Pirsha Mahu, how about her waste material? She has to eat, and eating causes waste material, so automatically it's part of her. I don't have any ma'amasi. The mice comes from a foreign object. By foreign thing. By Ravacha Ben Ravika. I write ma'u. How about the person's skin? By Ravuna. Mamnayach Kicha Veliyah ma'u. The saliva and the mucus. I'm a very small by Ravacha Ben Papa. He's talking about the Kalali to come out of Gagalim. If all these cancel, so Rekav the Matame Echimishkakasla. How would you have her have Rekav be Matame? That the Gemara the Ashkim made Kalim. Made column is a certain water between two trees in Eretz Yisrael that can clear the system and make sure there's no waste material or saliva or mucus left. And the Sakya Nasha and smear it with a cream that depilatory that makes sure all hair is gone. The Shulka the Matvaria, which takes off the skin. Amar Abaya, Natina Mesha Tachna Ein Le Rekav. A mace that got ground up is not a Rekav. Ibailu. Tachna because of Yehikav Mahu, one of the ground-up material decomposed. Midiyu Taima Galeka Basar Gudin Batsamas Yehikav. Before we said it's not Matami unless you have three ingredients, which is Basar Gidin and Batsamas, so here you have it. Adumah Kabiyasabi, now you need whole bones, or bones that you can tell. Gidin Batsam and Basar, you can tell, and here it's all ground up. Galeka, take it, we don't know. Tana Ula Bar Chanina, Mesa Chasar Enle Rekav. A mace that's missing a piece, there's no Rekav, meaning he was missing a piece. If I understand it, it was buried with missing a piece. I assume that this is the same missing a piece that happened posthumously. I don't know what would happen if this Shiloh this statement includes somebody who lost a limb while they're alive. I'm not sure. See, before we had by father being metamic to a father, it was clear that it was only limbs, that parts of the maze that were taken out posthumously. But here, it doesn't say. So I don't know. It could be I'm wrong. I wonder if anybody says anything here.
Does it?
What? Doesn't say anything. Okay. Veloy tfusa, and a mace that's, the chayra would be any mace that's missing a limb. There's no halacha tfusa of taking 3 inches around the mace. Veloy shchunas kvaris, if you found 3, then you have to check 20 amas in each direction because it might be a mace akvaris. There's no halacha of mace mesinai. Doesn't apply to a mace and chasar. So 2 whole ones and 1 chasar, it's not a shchunas kvaris. Mace. Veloy yev amit b'mace, yeshle roi v'roiva, a molotar v'dreka. It's comparing over there Basar min Eva min Achai to Basar from Eva min Hametz. It says just like Basar from Eva min Hametz is Matame, so is Basar from Eva min Achai. And the answer is no. Mates has extra tumas. It has Raiv, that Raiv minyan binyan, Raiva, a quarter of a kav of fragments, a molitar bedrekav, or a spoonful, a radoful of rekav. Time of Achai, Shein leloi Raiv, leloi Raiv, leloi molitar bedrekav. Now, what is this thing that we're talking about? We're talking about Eva Menachai. That means the Eva Menachai does have a Tarvin Drekov, and Eva Menachai doesn't have Tarvin Drekov, right? Now, the Eva Menachai is, but let's see again, right? Either it's about Chad Eva, the cluster got me made up to the Chad Eva Ikarekov, even though it's not a whole mace. So, the Gemara meet Tony Homace, or Kamashman Sum Mace Yeshle Rekov. It's not comparing an Eva Menachai and an Eva Menachai. Comparing the concept of mace to a concept of chai, shum chai ain't lay rekav. Boy Rabba, here comes shum chai, guy decomposed when he's alive, piece of his body, because you're a mace, mahu. King Miri rekav, the here comes shum mace, it's rekav only if he decomposes posthumously. Adum hashta mi amai mace, now he's dead and he has pieces of his body that decompose. Tashma. Because he's alive, but had he died, he would have rekav, even in the parts that decomposed while he was alive. Nothing more again. The same answer we gave before. Not a comparison of an Abram and Amez that decomposed while he was alive and then he died. It's a comparison to the concept of mace, which has all these tumas. The sum mace yesh le'rekav, sum chai ain le'rekav. Bai Rava, namala shechasra mahu. A berya is asher to eat, even if it's less than gzayas. That's the halacha. But what if the berya is missing a part that doesn't kill it, that it can still remain alive, but it's missing, it's not a complete berya. If non-complete berya means missing an essential part, or even missing a non-essential part. If it's a shear, just like by Zayas, if it misses a little bit, it's not a Zayas. So a berya that's missing a little bit is not a berya. Right? A berya gemila, or it means a living thing that can live. And this can live. Now, this is the same thing with Binigaya Tuma by the eight trusim, where a whole sheret is metame, even if it's not kadasha. So we want to know what would happen by a if it's missing a little piece that's not essential. I'm reviewing him and describing the Tashima. Bahem, it says by eight shratzim, do not be matama bahem. Yachol bekulam, they have to be complete. Tamalim and mehem. Imehem, yachol mitzasim, tamalim and bahem. How do you reconcile the two psukim, which one indicates a whole and one indicates even part? Ketan, achiyiga bimitzasim chukakulam. It has to be enough that there is a sheretz out there that could be viable at that shear. The shiru chachamim bekadasha, shkena chaymet, the chaymet, which we weren't sure what, I wasn't sure what it was, tchilus b'yasa bekadasha, its creation is kadasha. That's the smallest viable chaymet. So that became the shear of Tumah. Shema minosh yuru gemirilo, right? That tells us the shear, because it's, if not, if you can take out the legs, and it still is a chaymet, and it's still a living chaymet, so then you have less than kadasha that can live. The answer is, so is a raya, that we view it as a shear, a whole berya. Missing any little piece, it's not a berya. Dr. Gemara, Amr Shemaya, Bakiba Yidin Shur, the Bila have a kadasha. Lematama, the Renafla Banashama. It will never be a chaymet without being a kadasha. Once it's kadasha, then you take up its legs, it'll live. But it'll never be a viable chaymet when it's born, or hatched, or whatever happens, right? till it has kadasha. Meaning, if it had a neshama and then part of it was taken off, we don't know the halacha. Maybe taka would be medama as a barrier. We don't know. But the shear is the viable chaymet which can only be kadasha to begin with. It means life. I mean, Dr. Schwab would hear you tell me that result says, I don't know all these things, but I know that when I learned the Gemara, I learned it as life. I didn't go any further than that. And maybe I should have, but I didn't. Hashadu b'algu gailas. Maybe it's a gilgu, I don't know. Gailahu. Shadu b'algu gailas nan, Adoma ay shadu b'algu gailas nan. Is it both or either or? Amar Rabba Tashema. By the way, the Shaila never gets proven. Is it both or either one? Amar Rabba Tashema. Shedra Shagirad Light Ilum Shaba. A Shedra that you now chopped off most of its ribs. Tahira. It's Matar because it's not considered a Shedra. Ubikever, however, if it's broken in a grave, Afilum Shabaris and Mifarekas, it's broken or detached. Tameya, Mea Kever. The Kever makes it one. Now, it's mashma that we're talking about a shedra alone. So we're saying the shedra alone in a kever would be matame. Without a kever, it wouldn't be matame because the ribs are broken off. Time of mishim begirat, halay girat tame. Shmami no, a shedra, a go gailus katani. It's mashma either one because we're talking about a shedra by itself. So the Gemara, no. Halay tani ha, kamashma, halay tani ha. It doesn't say that. I'm sorry, halay tani, it doesn't say that. Ha, kamashma, the chigirat, the haira. It could be there's both. Now what's saying is that we have both, but you're missing the ribs. It's tsar. And in a great site with both, it would be tameh. We don't know that there's no gugelis there. We don't know. It's a shayla. Tashema. Rabbi Yehudai Meshisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva Matameh, the Chachamim Matarim. Six things that Rabbi Kiva is Matameh, and the Chachamim Matarim. The Chazah by Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva changed his mind. Now in the list, there's one he didn't change his mind from. But the list has seven, right? So we don't know how to work out the six and the seven yet. They brought a box full of bones to the Beis Medrash of the coppersmiths. Now, the reason they brought it is somebody had gone over a kever that had these bones, and they had to know whether there was a shedra there that he was tamei or not. Was he ma'al al shedra? Was there the bones of one shedra? Or was it a combination of bones? Now, according to Bekiva, it wouldn't have made a difference. But according to Bekiva, it can be a shedra made out of different people. That's why the Gemara brings this story. Dr. Tudis came with his team of doctors. By the way, they went to Bekiva, and they say, what are you, Paskin? And he said, Tahar. Then he said, oh, you changed your mind. Because you used to say, Mishnei Meisim Tamei, and now you're Paskin Tahar. So that's how they knew Rabbi Kiva changed his mind. That's the end of the story. The end of the story is Rabbi Kiva was there. They asked him, what do you hold of this box? Now, Lishitase, he should have said, it's a shedra from two Meisim. All Tudis said is that it's not one Meis. The DNA didn't match. But he said Tahar. So they said, oh, you changed your mind. That's how they knew that he changed his mind from a shedra bar, which they made him. That is the end of the story.
If you have enough bones from two different people,
it's not. Well, Rabbi Kiva held it was Matame.
What did he change his mind about?
He changed his mind that two people don't combine. He held that two people. It says because of Rabbi Kiva, he changed his mind. The story was when we found out he changed his mind. By time it like a shedra, the mechada. I said, "I go guy, listen, mechada." That's a megaleach halay. So Mashma had there been one, he would have been megaleach. Meaning, either one is enough. So the Gemara says, "I mean, I said, 'I go guy, listen.' So the Gemara, let me buy a kamar. No, it's not what happened. Let me buy a shedra, go guy, listen, meitzachad laka. Even for sure, they weren't both. And I feel I said, 'I go guy, listen, meitzachad laka. All the doctor said is there's not even a shedra. Doesn't say had there been a shedra would have been tamei. Maybe you need a regardless also. No raya. Tashema meminyana from the number. Umarein she said varim shebekiva matamicham mitarim. Al evim and ameisim varmishnei meisim. A combination of a limb that comes together from two meisim. Al evim and achai shebamishnei bnei adam. Chatzikah Atzama Shabamish Ne Mesim. That is talking about Pitzair Nazir, right? Chatzikah. Arabiyah's Dam Haba Mishnayim. Well, Esim Kasaira Shanech Lishnayim. Esim Kasaira. Vashedra Valgagailas. Now, you count, there's seven. But the Brah Mishnah said there's only six. So the Brah Mishnah said there's only six. Right? So is it six or seven? Now, if Shedra Gagailas are one, then there's six. If Shedra Gagailas are two, then there's seven. So the number teaches me, V'Sagadaitach Oy Shedra Gagailas, if you're going to teach them separately, Hanishiva Habit, then it's seven. Now, the Gemara Kiktani, and the Gemara is going to give four answers. Kolechu the Pligale Rabim. By Esim Kesaira of Shnei Mesim, it's only a Yachin. I'm sorry, it doesn't say Shnei Mesim. Esim Kesaira Shnechlet Lishnayim, only a Yachin argues on him. The Tanya Esim Kesaira Shnechlet Lishnayim, even Matami Rebecha Matai Matai. So therefore, it's not counted in the six. That's the first answer. That's the answer of Yachin. Bibai Esim Mikik Tani Evim Menachem Mates. Evim Menachai Loik Tani. Evim Menachai doesn't count. Period. Now, I don't know how that gets in Shehu. I don't know how it gets into the word of Shehu. I don't know. Levi say, Mekik Tani Kalech, the Nazir Megalech HaOloi. It's counting the six that a Nazir is Megalech being top of it. If we get to Kesaira the Loi, it's only B'maga B'masa. That's the Gilach answer. Levi say, Mekik Tani Kalech, the other Bay. He changed his mind. Bafuke Revi is not the other Bay. That's Echad. One of them, he didn't change his mind. Do not say that Rebbe Kiva changed his mind about Rebbe Yisdam. Rebbe Kiva sticks to his guns. Which is written by Kain Gadol, but it also applies to Nazir, and therefore he holds that a Nazir is Megaleach on Rebbe Yisdam. All his life he was Metame. Whether he changed his mind when he died, I don't know. Tani Hushkar Shinab Netanyaitsev, he fasted because he uttered those words. Tashma. Again, we still have not proven whether it's Chandra Vigogailas or Chandra Aigogailas. Tashma. Tanya Beshami Haimim Raibat Samas Minat Samim. We have a Raibat Samas, even from two bones. You don't have to have it. Is from a Rav Minyan, a Rav Minyan, fragments of Rav Minyan, a Rav Minyan. Two or three bones. Selaimim, Rav Minagvia, has to be most my Rav Minyan and my Rav Minyan. It has to be from Rav Minyan or Rav Minyan. I'm Rav Shul, Yechonli Lassi, Diri Bishami, Diri Bishil Kecha. I can reconcile the two. So Bishami, Rav Mishnaim, and Mishleisha, they meant Rav Minyan. I Mishnei Shaikhaim, Vierra Kecha, 2 feet and one thigh, Mishnei Rechaim, Mishnei Kecha. Or at 2 thighs and 1 foot. That's the 2 and 3, because they count the 2 feet as one. However, Rav Gavit Shaladam, Migaibah, this is most of his height. Abaytilu Laimrem, most of the animal's height. Abaytilu Laimrem, Minagviya, by your person also, it's Rav his height. Abaytilu Laimrem, Minagviya, I'm a Rav Minyan, I'm a Minyan. However, Yashnam, Mefraki, I'm a Raglayim. They're counting the other bones, counting the joints of the hands and feet. Which can equal a lot of bones, even though it's not Rav Binyan, and therefore they're telling you Rav Minyan, even though it's not Rav Binyan, but there's no machlokes. No, it's not talking about animals, it's talking about humans, right? Shamayai mevil etzem echem anachadim anagagailas, even if it's only one of the bones. So here we say Shamayai said, oy menagagailas. So we assume that Rabbanu wouldn't be arguing in that. So the was shiny Shamayai the machmer. He's machmer, today. And therefore he said either or, but maybe Rabbanu needs both. So Tzadik Malach Shemanei, just the opposite. Shamayai is machmer, so he says either or. But Rabbanu or Mbeku would say both. Time to be Shamayai the machmer, Rabbanu did the Shadru the Gailas. Look at my life. Atka le pligi Rabbanu le the Shamayai elabat samechad. They only argue by one bone. That's the Menach Shadru Menach Gailas. Abeich di Zibay, not for the Chadim Menach. But it could be there's more bones. They agree either Shadra or Gogailas. So we don't know. Again, at the end of the day, we haven't proven the Shaila. Now, in the next Shaila, there's Stup Shatim. There's Stup Shatim. What I'm going to do today is learn the second shot first. Because we did the first shot last time first, then did the second shot. So I'll do it the other way this time. I'll go back to the Shaila both ways. Boy Rami Bahama. Raivat Samas Minachandra Bugagailas Mai. What do you have a Raivat Samas just made out of Shedra bones, don't go Gaila's bones. When do we say, is this or not? But is it only from the other bones? The question is, if you have a shadrin or gailus from a raibakah from those two bones, is that enough for another to be megaleach or not? That seems to be the shaila. Now, the Rosh in the second shot learns that this depends on the previous shaila. If you hold that it's shadrin or gailus, right, so then you say that they're very chomer. And therefore, it makes sense that a quarter of a kav would be metame bayo. But if you hold you need shedra and gogailus, so then it's not so strict. And therefore, you would need a half a kav. So the Rosh in the second shot learns that this shiloh is really an outgrowth of the previous shiloh. If you only need one of the two, then we could think that it's so chomer that a raiva kav can be metame. If you need both, then we would never think that way. So the shaila is going to boil down to the previous shaila. And you need both, or you need one. And that will determine whether a raiva is matame or not. That's the Rosh's second shot.
Does that mean to say a raiva kav of each one? Is that what he means to say?
Yes. If you hold, again, if you need both, then it would be a raiva kav, then you need a chati kav of both of them together. But if it's either or, then it would be a raiva kav of either or. That's the Rosh's second shot. The Rosh's first shot is that it doesn't make a difference either or both together. It's a Raiva Kav from both, but Tommy or not, because it's Shedra and Gogailas. Amarava Kashima. Hashedra Val Gogailas is Matame. Vizagadaitak Raiva Tzamas Dasim Shedra Gogailas Chomer. Listen to Raiva Tzamas Abam and Hashedra. Meaning, Rava assumes that every Shedra and Gogailas have a quarter of a kav. So how do we talk about a quarter of a kav of Shedra and Gogailas and then mention Shedra and Gogailas whole? If a quarter of a kav of a Shedra and Gogailas is a matame, for sure a Shedra and Gogailas whole. Right? So the Gemara's response is, Rava answers the Mishnah in Aulos, that the Mishnah in Aulos, when it says, Zayas ben Ameis, Ameis talks about a Shedra Gogailus that doesn't have a Raiva. That means you can have a Shedra Gogailus less than a Raiva. So why is he assuming that every Shedra Gogailus have a Raiva? Dr. Gemara, Basa, the Shavim of Rabbi Kiva, after he heard it from Rabbi Kiva, when he heard Rabbi Kiva talk about a Shedra Gogailus that come from two Mesim, right? When he heard that Rabbi Kiva is talking about a Shedra Gogailus that come from two Mesim, I don't even see that rush here. Maybe it's here, right? Right. The Bekiva talked about a Shedra Gagailas that come from two Mesim and a Raiva Tzaz and Beis Mesim. And if Shedra Gagailas is a Raiva Kav, how could the Bekiva talk about a Shedra Gagailas from two Mesim? It's automatically a Raiva Kav, which is his next case. Must be that there's a Shedra Gagailas less, so he withdrew his statement. My Raya is no Raya. A Shedra Gagailas is not necessarily a Raiva Kav. Tashima Shama Yaymer. One bone is enough. Shani Shamai de Machma Tve. It's no Raya. Right. Listen, in our time of the Shami de Machma, Rabbana Adik Chatzikav. Rabbana would say the other way at Thomas. That way, no. Don't make a living Rabbana Lady Shami Betzamechat. I've been right by Thomas. I've been Rabbana Maid. You can't prove either way from Shamai because we don't know how much Rabbana or Mako. Are they Mako just that they need a right back half? Or are they Mako that they need a Chatzikav? No raya, we have no proof. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Skeinim Rishaynim, Mitzasin Ayayimrim, in the olden generation, some said, Chati Kav Atamas, Chati Lugdam Lechol. Whether Nazir or Tumasayo were the same, Chati Kav. Rav Atamas, Revias Dam Loilakol. And Revias Dam and Rav Akav did nothing. Mitzasin Ayayimrim, just the opposite. Av Rav Atamas, Revias Dam Lechol. Even for Nazir. And again, we struggled with Shat Nais Pesach, and we came out that some wanted to say that a person who's tamei from a Reiva Akav would eat Karban Pesach. I mean, from Michti. Einach Lo Shlishis, I'm sorry, Einach Lo Shlishis Mecharas. How can they come along and argue in the previous generations? The previous generation said there's no difference, and they made a difference. It wasn't they decided to make a compromise. They had a Kamsaira from three Nevi'im that this is the Halacha. Everybody should have a wonderful day.